KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Detectives from the SAPS Provincial Taxi Violence Unit are being hailed for their efforts that led to two men being sentenced to life in prison for murder. Mfanafuthi Madlala and Sfiso Sokhulu learned their fate in the Durban Regional Court this week. They were convicted of the killing of taxi owner Siyabonga Ngcobo. The KZN police spokesperson Robert Netsiunda says the 37-year-old was shot while driving in Greenwood Park in 2022.
The provincial taxi violence detectives took over the investigations and hit the ground running, arresting the first suspect on the same day and recovered a licensed firearm. A day later, the second suspect was also cornered and arrested. The dedicated investigating officers collected strong evidence that connected the suspects with the murder and managed to convince the court to deny them bail until the day of the sentencing. Both suspects were also declared unfit to possess firearms.
An education activist says the Basic Education Minister needs to clarify whether consent is still needed for plans to publish the matric results. In a TV interview this morning, Sibuwe Gwahube announced that the NSC result will be published in newspapers in January using learners' exam numbers. In the past, they were published with students' ID numbers. This is despite a ban by the information regulator from publishing the results without consent from parents or their children. The minister said that because the exam numbers are known only to the pupils, their identities will remain confidential. Activist Hendrik Makaneta says it's a significant step towards safeguarding privacy.
We also call on the minister to address whether parental or guardian consent is still required under these circumstances. The information regulator's recent directive has emphasized that strict adherence should be complied in terms of the POPIA Act. And clarity on this matter is essential to avoid confusion or future disputes.
The Reserve Bank is planning to acquire a 50% stake in the country's largest payment clearinghouse. It says discussions with BankServe Africa's owners are ongoing. In an interview with the SABC, the central bank's Pradeep Maharaj explained the investment seeks to modernize South Africa's payment infrastructure.
So we need to open up the payments ecosystem to more non-banks, to other players, to give them the opportunity to innovate and therefore try and bring digital options for transactions to 60% of South Africans that rely on cash for the daily.
At least 30 people are thought to have been killed by landslides in a Ugandan village. The East African country has been deluged by heavy rains in the past few days. Masugu village in the east was hit by a disaster late yesterday. The district commissioner says six bodies, including that of a baby, have been recovered so far. There are fears the death toll could rise. Durban 23 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 22, Richards Bay 25. The top story, detectives from the SAPS Provincial Taxi Violence Unit are being hailed for their efforts that have led to two men being sentenced to life for the murder of a taxi boss. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.